don't have to re-roll or
anything. They threw a whole lot of healing on me, and I emotionally healed with my flask by taking a swig, pouring it on a wound, wincing really hard, taking a swig, another swig, look at the wound, get healed, put it away.
Okay. Okay. So the cleric and the bard healed the ranger.
I also yes.
I yeah. helped.
Yep.
Oh, and the... Oh, okay, with your... Yep.
With my time.
Just a scratch, right?
Just a scratch. Okay. So, essentially, what I'm trying to say is, and then Malady will start making a speech about time, and she'll start saying, so, I can manipulate time a little bit back, but the problem is, I can only do it in a small area.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
So, I can do it, and I can do it on top of a...
I feel a lot better now.
Fine. And I like, walk away. I want to go, and I want to look under that door.
You want to look under that door?
I'm assuming that there is a crack... Yes, I want to go look at the crack, babe.
Want to go look at the crack?
I want to go look. I want to tilt my head, and I want to shove my head in the crack. Okay? Does that make you feel any better?
Brian, I mean, I'm entertained. Dead inside. Just I'm entertained. Like, it's... You can just keep... Just knocking it out of the park. Go for it.
All right, so you peek under that door. Make a perception check.
How about investigation?
How about perception?
Aw, come on!
You want to litigate this already?
Yes! Session? 15.
Alright, that's not bad. You see a wide corridor, about 40 feet wide, and it goes in, and it seems to open up into a large chamber inside. You can hear sounds of like... You can hear, like, deeper guttural voices, like, talking. Doesn't appear like there's an argument. It just... There's conversation going on. You get a faint smell of, like... Like, cooked meat.
Okay. At this point, Bigby's hand is going to disappear. Because it's only 1 minute.
All right.
And then...
Malady, what do your gnome eyes see?
So, I'm going to explain... To the guys that, like, I think it's, like, a kitchen
no,
or something.
It would have ended. Same with Moonbeam. Moonbeam would have ended.
I think it's maybe, like, a dining hall or something like that. Because there's... I can smell cooked food. I want to take a look at or listen at all the doors. Can you help me?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So, we'll see you go to the far one next.
We can also do our
you
own...
Go. You go. You're better at this than me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna, if you go over there, I'm gonna give you guidance.
I'm gonna go up to where this dragon, the black dragonborn was chilling. Okay. I'm gonna search that area.
Okay. Are you still over here too?
Yeah. I'll come with you, but I want you to check because I'm not as good as you. I'll say that to you.
I'll go over here. There's a door over here, right? In this corner?
Yes.
I will check this door.
Okay. Perception checks from Ashley and Orchestrion.
And you have guidance, Tom.
And perception check from you, Zarkon.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to use the app. No, don't tell me what it is. Roll the die.
What?
3.
T.
And guidance?
3?
10.
Some sort of watchtower. This is where he would just help to sort of, like... Mm-hmm. Maybe snipers would be up here. It just appears to be some kind of guard tower. What do you got, Ashley?
27.
27. You perceive that you're in a game. All right, so
I become one with the metaverse.
You are perceptive of the metaverse. Okay, so you perceive that down there. Smaller corridor, maybe about 10 feet wide. You can't really see much. It seems to go in and then turn left.
We got a hallway here, and then it turns a corner.
Investigation.
What do you think if I make my familiar like
dirty 20. Dirty 20? Same. You see a small corridor. This one seems to go in about 40 feet, and then there's a T intersection.
I noodles that.
Okay, what do you think if I make my bird a mouse?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Might be great.
Do you have any other ideas of what it could be? Like, what would be in this area? Would a mouse be okay? Like, or a rat?
Yeah, a mouse, a rat, something.
Okay, she thinks far too hard about this. Like, she's really obsessed with it.
A mouse is fine, dear.
Okay, thank you.
A mouse is fine. So,
I'm going to waste another spell slot to change the form. Okay. Mouse.
Where?
Where do you guys think? You think of the giants first? I hear voices, and it's a really big hallway, so I'm assuming it's a giant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would
say let's check
that.
Them out first.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's over here, right?
Because we don't hear anything out of our perspective.
No, you don't hear anything. You just are able to look underneath the door, which is because it's so big, you're able to see underneath. And you see those corridors, yours which goes in and opens up to a T, yours which seems to turn left.
Got it.
All right, and Malady, you sent it under the middle door?
Middle door.
All right, the rat, mouse scurries inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see through its eyes, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm going to sit down.
Okay. It's very dim, shadowy. There are a few torches burning high on either wall once it opens up into this this wide corridor that then opens up into a large chamber. Mm. The room at the end, it has benches, stools, but again, very thrown together, very roughshod. Here and there, there's barrels and kegs. You can, and if the mouse goes near it, it'll smell like ale, beer, mead. Mm. The tables are... There's one central table, and you can see a various crude, like, cooked meat. There's some cheeses, bread, large drinking containers. And sitting at this table are five figures, sitting kind of like we are, two, two, and then one at the head. On either side are two, they're all huge, all five of these, they're all giants. They're all huge creatures. The ones on the sides are... like, just very rotund, very fat creatures. There's sloppy, there's meat and cheese hanging from their mouths. These are hill giants. And the one who is sitting at the head of the table, his skin appears to be made of rock. Which, I keep, we're not starting at level one. You guys are level 10. You'd have come across a lot of this stuff already. That is a stone giant.
As I see all of this, I'm going to express all those details.
Their weapons are right next to them, like propped up against the table. There is a central fire pit, like against the, we'll say the northern wall. And you can see there's an ox, an entire ox, and four sheep on spits, roasting above this fire. And there have been pieces taken out of all of them. Like, a leg ripped off the sheep. Like, they're just going over to the fire, pulling off what they want, and sitting back down. Okay. And on the wall, directly behind the stone giant, you see what, for him, would be a hand crossbow. For any of you, it would be a ballista.
So, what are they saying? I can hear what they're saying. What are they saying?
Do you speak giant?
I do not.
They're
speaking.
Would they be close enough for me to hear?
Make a perception check. They are far into the room. Like, they're almost 100 feet away from you, but we can try. 8? No, you can hear faint... You can definitely hear the voices, and you hear just enough to know that it's giant, but you don't have enough context to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, okay. And yes, I do speak giant.
Okay. I figured favored enemy.
Yeah. Favorite enemies are dragons and giants.
Okay, so I don't think there's the mouse can do anything, but same story of where the mouse is going to go and try to, like, hide behind something and with eyes out on the entire room.
Okay, that's fine.
So, plan of attack. What do we think? You guys saw everything I saw, so.
How many belligerents are in this vicinity?
Five of them.
Five. Three of which are giants, one of which is a stone giant.
No. Four are hill, one is stone.
Four hill, one stone.
Stone is going to be much harder to do, and he probably is going to throw rocks at us.
And there's that ballista.
I don't know if my mouse could, like, crawl up the wall and, like, maybe disable something on the ballista.
Vince?
Yes, sir?
World-building question for you.
Uh-huh.
With the takeover of everything...
Yeah.
Is it safe to assume that we would know that Draconic has become a common language?
Yes.
I speak Draconic.
I speak Draconic as well.
So do I.
All of us do.
Could we...
I think we knew that when we were all asked to choose a language. We were like, Draconic!
So, is it possible to send them something, like a written letter or something, to send them somewhere else?
Do we see any, like, exits to that room aside from the one that we're at? Or is it just, like, a closed kitchen, dining room area?
Oh, thing? Yeah. Are there any exits from that point?
Two exits. One on the walls. The table is, like, in the center of the room, on the wall behind the stone giant, and the other wall. But we're talking, like, 40 feet away from the table in either direction. But there are two other doors leading out of this chamber.
All right, so maybe we want to go down the halls first instead of going down this one. Maybe we try to see more about this location.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Because if we could come in at different angles, that'd be cool.
I'm thinking if we can somehow make a noise and get their attention somewhere where we're not.
For what end? To space them out so that they scatter?
Yeah, so we can get into the room without being seen. Or at least distract them for a minute or two.
I think I might be able to help with that. I do have...
I can make one of them go away. Away from us.
So, oddly enough, I can do like Toll of the Dead. And even though I'm not really doing anything with it, it sets off a loud bang. Like a bell toll. And this guy had a bell over here. Mm-hmm. So I could set that bell off. So that they run into this room.
Could do that.
We could surround them, getting ready. I could set a trap here.
We could do that. I can make a really loud noise.
Something that I could do is I can make a duplicate of myself.
Do we want them to come at us or away from us?
We want to kill them, but we want to draw them
to a place where it's more advantageous to us instead of rushing them.
I think this is a decent room. They can't come up on us. If we all pick a corner, you can...
We could use the...
I can sit up here and just snipe them.
We could use this passageway as a choke point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate it.
I can make it a little bit easier because I can make one of them not want to come this way.
Okay.
That way we only have to fight four as opposed to all five.
Okay.
That's a good idea to incapacitate one of them.
Well...
How long do you think we want to prepare? I can do something.
Okay.
I can do something where I can set something off. I can set something to go off in 10 minutes. Is that too long?
That might be too long. So, I have dissonant whispers. So,
sweet spell.
Yeah. So, I can, like, focus on one, and if it fails, it has to run away from me. Which would mean it wouldn't be coming into this door. It'd be going that way.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
I can also create a cloud of darkness. Which would...
So right now I'm looking at... I can make black tentacles. And the tentacles can grapple all of them in a 20-foot square. And then they'd be restrained, actually.
What we could do... is we could team up on this and using the doorway as a choke point, put a cloud of darkness here and then your tentacles inside the darkness.
Yeah.
So they can try and pass through it, but they won't see the tentacles.
Yeah, it's a dex saving throw. I can do something to just one person. I've been working on reverting the mind back in time. So the spell actually removes the proficiency bonus of a person.
I can put one of them to sleep. Or more than one, depending upon...
That's really good.
Make sure it's not the one
I
put whispers
in. Anytime we can get rid of one, it'll free us up to take something else down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's only temporarily removing...
So about this.
Sorry, I don't have banishment.
You put the one that's by the ballista asleep. And I will... Dissonant whispers one of the other ones that's near it.
Alright, so what do you think about the darkness tentacles idea?
It takes my concentration, so I like the idea, but if they all bust out of my tentacles, then I'm just going to try to do something different.
Yeah, Spirit Guardians at a very high level is probably going up at that point for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the darkness is also concentration. Oh, it won't take a spell slot. That's cool. Yay, tieflings.
Oh, shit. I could do seeming. I could make us all look like the guards and we could just walk in.
Ooh, that's... There's only three guards.
Okay, I'm small. I couldn't really pull it off anyway, but I could make you guys look like guards and you look like the Black Dragonborn. Black Dragonborn.
Black Dragonborn. Guard. Guard.
Guard. Yep. Guard. And you could capture me. I could be a prisoner. You could throw me over your shoulder. Oh, you heard that ruckus? Yeah, it's us. But then we're in the room with them. I mean, we got up on top of their faces. Oh, wait.
You could walk in carrying her and tell them, hey, we brought you a snack.
Hold on, wait.
So,
you guys dress like guards. You're the Black Dragonborn. I put off the bell, and they think we're under attack. When they come in, we can bum rush them, but we can say, oh no, we're under attack. You guys could pretend that somebody invisible is around, or I don't know, so they don't actually hit us.
It's plausible. They're not smart.
That's true.
They would think...
We can tell them that they escaped. Go after them.
Yeah. We could do the bell look like them, and they were not going to hit us. Mm-hmm. You could do the darkness so that they...
Yeah. Well, the bell's not there, so you can say that they stole the bell.
Yeah, something like that. Well, I was going to put off Toll the Dead, so it's the bell.
Well, if they come out and they don't see it.
Someone came in, stole the bell. The bell, yeah.
You know.
Somebody took the bell and crushed it. Look, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just had to hide these bodies. Do we like this plan?
I'm good with this.
You could just make me look like one of them?
I could, yeah.
Okay. Because I have glamored stutter dandler armor. I can.
Oh, but like, I can change it. But yeah, for seeming, I can. Okay. The spell disguises physical appearance as well as clothing, armor, weapons, and equipment. You can make a creature seem 1 foot taller, 1 foot shorter, thin, fat, or in between. You can cause the target's body type. Other than that, the illusion is up to you. If they're actually up on top of us, they'd be able to tell.
Okay.
At that point, we're hitting them anyway.
So that's the plan? We have them sneak in? Or rush in, rather?
We're going to have them rush in. I'll be hiding up here, I think. I'll hide up here.
You can hide behind me.
For me to get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. That is what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you can hide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can fully hide behind my leg.
And we're going to take a minute to hide the bodies, yes?
Well, one of them is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of them.
Disapparated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll put...
Take the other one, drag it outside.
Yeah, we'll just throw it outside. Because if these guys go outside, we're already attacking them anyway.
Yeah. And this does not take concentration. And it lasts for 8 hours.
Oh, there you go. Well.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Seeming. Casting. Okay.
So you all look like the guards.
Two guards, Black Dragonborn now.
Okay.
So now they all look like it. I don't know what I should look like.
Like you. Be yourself.
Be myself, right? Be true, right? No, I think I'm going to also look like a guard.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing. Just want to know.
Well, I figured I'd rather them be confused than to see me.
Well, if you're hiding behind me, I don't think they're going to be able to see you.
All right, two, and then I'm just a prisoner. Okay.
As yourself.
As myself.
Okay.
And then, let's go. Bell?
Ding dong.
Want to ring the bell? Okay, so you ring the bell.
Our plan is that they're going to come out and we're going to say, you got to go get them. And then, or, oh my God, they're invisible. Or, we can't see them. We were just attacked. Help us. So this way they don't hit us because we look like they're on our side. That's our plan. Our plan is deception.
I have lots of performance on my side.
Hang on, I just need to make note of a few things.
Oh, I hate that. I hate the DM voice. The DM, so you're going to look like yourself, huh? Oh, you're going to look like a guard. No, I'm going to look like a fucking mouse. What do you want out of me? I don't know.
All right. So you ring the bell.
I told the dead in the middle of nowhere. I target nothing, and I told the dead.
Minute goes by. Then you hear that door thrown open.
You do talking. You do the talking.
This is where you're standing?
Yep.
Okay. Two of the hill giants come through. one after another. You can see deeper back into the room. The other two are... Actually, we'll keep them off. You, Orchestrion and Ashley, you have a view around these hill giants. Deeper into the room, the other two have kind of taken up defensive position, and the stone giant has pulled his hand crossbow, which is a ballista for you, from the wall and has loaded it. And you can see them deep down into the room, and they're all just kind of watching the door as these two hill giants come through and see all of you. The one on the right speaks to you in giant, Ashley.
What is the meaning of this?
And they're both looking around.
You sure know what's going on?
You didn't hear that?
They're hill giants. Their intelligence is 6.
You didn't hear that scuffle?
Scuffle?
Yeah, we just had an intruder. He ran out that way. Point to the door.
Why bring bell? Chase!
I scream. We need reinforcements! You are our reinforcements! Get up! What are you doing?
You've done great. This is the best plan we had.
It's a great plan.
I like the smoke and the tentacles one better.
Ashley, you see deep into the room when Orchestrion, appearing as an orc, said that to the hill giant, the stone giant cocked an eyebrow.
So Simi doesn't fucking matter?
No, he looks like an orc. But the orcs are the guards, and he just talked back to the giant.
I speak in Draconic, and I say, we need reinforcements! Can I roll something, please?
I don't know, man, because you already did the, get up, what are you doing? Like, you're giving him orders.
Oh,
like,
God. He's just pissed at the orc at this point. He doesn't even know it's me.
No, he has no idea, too. He thinks it's the orc.
Yeah, shit.
That is a 22 to hit you. And he also doesn't want to get shown up in front of his boss and his friends. 8, 11. That is, you take 18 points of bludgeoning damage as he just takes his great club and boom, right across your torso.
Ow! I speak in Draconic.
Watch mouth, puny!
I speak in Draconic. I'm like, sorry.
Intruder! Chase! Bring back!
And he turns to go back into the main hall.
Oh, hell with this.
Who did he say that to?
To, like, the room. He said it to all of you.
So this guy said it to everyone, including this guy?
That guy hasn't spoken.
But he said it to him as well.
No, he was speaking to the three of you.
Oh, so
he... Okay. When he moves back here, fireball on both of them.
Right, and I'm going to be like, okay, fuck it. And darkness right in the doorway.
Darkness in the doorway, so it's a dark fireball. Yeah!
Am I prone or anything? Or am I just like...
No, you just took a hit.
Oh, we just took a hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You just smacked it.
So, darkness?
Yep.
Darkness?
15-foot sphere that's just like gonna...
And there's no save or anything for that. That just happens.
Yep.
I'm gonna give them disadvantage on the deck saves. Because they can't see the effect. Because they're in darkness. And they already have no decks, so this will be funny. Holy shit! A 19 and an 18 for one of them with disadvantage. He rolls a 17.
Oh my!
Your spell DC
20.
Oh gosh! Jesus. It's impossible. It's impossible. They can't make the save, even with a natural 20. They can't make the save.
I'm gonna cast fireball. All right, your darkness is off. Fireball, like, went off, is what I mean?
Yes.
27.
Oh, my God.
That's only third level. I didn't roll very good. I got a couple ones.
All right. You hear the guttering, like, yelling from the other room, yelling in giant, and that's going to kick off initiative. That's going to kick off our next initiative.
Perfectly fine.
Do we have...
I'm going in with less hit points. Fucking hit me. Orchestrion doesn't... He's like...
I got smacked.
I got that wind taken out of me.
Okay. This is going to get interesting, boys. And girl.
Thanks.
So yeah. Anyone coming in is going to have to go through it.
For those keeping track, the Hill Giants just rolled 0 on their initiative.
Can I think this is the hallway, please?
The hallway's a lot bigger than that.
Wide?
Yeah. I will drop the map if we need it.
Oh. They rolled a 0? How do you roll a 0?
1 minus 1.
Jesus Christ.
Stone Giant did significantly better.
They go back in time with their initiative.
How the fuck did they do that? I'm trying to learn that.
All right. Orchestrion, what's your initiative?
23.
Nice. Malady.
5.
Zarkon.
14.
And Ashley.
10. Heal about as fast as a hill giant right now.
Okay. Orchestrion, you're actually leading us off.
Okay.
Am I still in costume, as it were?
Yes.
Yes.
You will be for the next 8 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, even though I'm like hunched over because I got the wind knocked out of me, I put my hand up and I cast dissonant whispers at the son of a bitch who hit me.
Okay. Okay. For the sake of this, we will call him Hill Giant 1.
So, it's Wisdom 16.
A Wisdom save?
I mean, it just says Wisdom, so let me see. Range, duration, attack, source, customized damage. No, it just says damage. You whisper a distant one. Target must make a Wisdom saving throw. Yeah, no.
No, that is a failure.
It fails. It takes 3d6. Okay, so 16.
16 damage?
Yep. And it has to... Let me read it from here. The creature doesn't move. It must immediately use its reaction, if available, to move as far as its speed allows away from you. The creature doesn't move into obvious dangerous ground.
So
on a successful save, the target takes half as much damage and doesn't... Okay. So basically has to run away.
Sounds like frightened.
He doesn't know where away is right now because he's completely blind. So we're going to roll for this.
That's okay. Valid.
Either way, he's...
Away from me.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know where that is. He can't see you.
Fair enough. That's
he's in darkness. So we're going to roll a d8, starting at the clock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And I know there's walls and stuff.
12 hours.
I'm just using an 8. 7, which will be that way, which means he's just going to thunk into the doorway. Actually, no, 7 was that way. But no, I'm wrong. 7's that way. Because I started here, so that would be 8. 7 is that way. So he's going to run this way. As far as his speed will allow him, right?
So he's still in the room, and now he's running toward the back of the room?
I believe his speed is 40. So 5, 10, 15, 20... 25, 30, 35, 40. So he's just... to see him running that way. The stone giant goes now.
Ugh, that bastard.
Was I right about their speed? I was, 40. Okay. Now things are happening that you guys don't know about. That's the stone giant's turn. Zarkon.
We are going to do Spirit Guardians... At 5th level.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not fucking around.
I think fucking around right now is not a good idea.
Spirit Guardians is around you. And a 15 foot.
So it just gets him, right?
It should just get him, yep.
Okay.
Wisdom save, right?
Yes.
I like your chances.
DC 17.
Not even close.
Okay. So that is gonna be... 18 radiant.
Sure. That your turn, Zarkon?
Yeah.
Ashley.
All right. I'm going to look at this guy over here and yell at him in giant. Hey, I heard your buddy over there. He said your mother's a frog. And I'm going to cast Charm Person on him.
Your mother is a frog?
That's a saving throw of some sort.
That is a wisdom saving throw, DC 14.
Oh shit! 19 on the die.
Fuck.
Sorry. So that would be an 18.
He saves.
You just hear from inside the darkness, kill you, puny! Is that your turn?
I have a bonus action. What can I do with a bonus action? Because I can't shoot him with the crossbow, because I need to make an attack for that. Bonus action. Alright, well, for a bonus action, I'll just hit him with a hunter's mark. And I
have to... Okay.
And that's going to be a new cast, because I imagine enough time has passed.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be a new cast.
Okay. And... I'm going to move... I'm not going to move. I'm going to stay put. He's coming to me.
Okay. Malady.
I wasn't thinking. It's very overwhelming. Okay. Shower.
On which one? I don't think you can get both. Okay. On the one that ran away because of Dissonant Whispers and Zarkon hit with the Spirit Guardians. So.
Yes.
For those playing the home game.
Shatter.
What's the save on that?
Con.
Oh, he has a shot at that one.
20.
He has a shot. I didn't say he's going to pass it. They're Giants. They got con.
Yeah.
That is a 22.
Fuck you!
Half damage.
Yeah. 18, so
6.
18
is 9.
9.
It's like 9.
That's
your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just going to set the Hill Giants up first before they do anything. This one's going to move toward you.
Before he does that, he's going to have to make a wisdom save.
Okay, we'll do that in a second. The second one, he's still in the darkness. 1, which I think we started, so he's going to run that way. But he's still Hunter's Marked. Now, give me a second, because there's other things going on.
Oh, I know what to do.
Okay.
Oh. Hunter's Mark would not have gone away, because it lasts an hour. Oh, it would have dropped. Damn it. Darkness is gone.
Oh, concentration?
Concentration.
Okay, fair enough. That's probably what... Actually, if darkness is gone...
So, yeah.
He's moving in to fight. What's his reach?
Not used to concentration.
It's all good, man. 10-foot reach.
I see him moving in.
Yes.
Stand still. 1 reaction, charisma saving throw.
Charisma? 9.
They're not the best lookers, are they?
He can't move until the end of his next turn. Until the end of my next turn.
You casted stand still?
Stand still. Ready?
One of the homebrew spells? Yeah, read that for the class.
When a target you can see within range begins to take movement, you can force the target to make a charisma saving throw. On the failed saving throw, the target speed is reduced to 0 until the end of my next turn. It's 1 reaction, instantaneous.
So again, it's like the Chronos, it's the time. It's almost like they keep on walking, but they're not walking at all. Because
I'm locking his feet so that he can't move. Just for 1 turn. On his next turn, he can move fine. He doesn't even have to make a save. Just one time.
Okay. So, because all the initiative happens at once, technically, right? We do it this way just to control the combat. But all the actions are happening at once. Ashley, you see into the room, the stone giant books it to your left, along with one of the other hill giants in that room. The other hill giant books it to your right. Off camera, effectively. You hear the stone giant speak much clearer than the hill giants can speak. You! Get to the prisoners! You! Get the others in the main room, in the main courtyard! And they split. And they split off.
Guys, there's prisoners!
I'm really glad we decided not to burn anything down.
So am I! So
yeah,
am I.
That would have been bad.
So now we'll do the Spirit Guardian's damage. So, wisdom save for that one.
Yep, DC 17.
Dirty 20 is a 19.
Yeah, so he takes half.
God damn it.
Natural 20 is a 19, excuse me.
Bitch. Alright, so it was 20, so he takes 10 radiant.
Still looking really bad. 2 great club attacks, and they're going on Zarkon.
Okay.
DM, when you have a second, I want my find familiar, okay? That's what I remember.
Okay. That's a miss. The 19 hit you?
Yeah, 19 hits.
Okay, the other one will miss. 19 hits. 23 points of bludgeoning damage, and constitution saving throw, please.
Okay. 23
points of bludgeoning damage, yeah.
The modifier for the...
Your constitution modifier. Constitution save.
So, I got 10. So, the Spirit Guardians drop.
10 total?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spirit Guardians drops.
Okay. Oh, no, we're not done yet. Because since he hit me, we're going to do this. Hopefully he fails this. He needs to make a strength saving throw DC 12.
A strength saving throw DC 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Natural 20.
Yeah. So he takes half. So, 9. So it's telekinetic reprisal. So when you take damage from a creature within 10 feet of you, you can use a reaction to force the creature to make a strength saving throw DC 12. On a failure, the target takes 2d8 force damage and is pushed up to 10 feet away from you. On success, it takes half damage and isn't pushed.
Okay.
So I rolled 9, so he takes another 4.
That's okay. Force. Damage is damage.
Damage is damage.
All right, back to the top of the order. Orchestrion.
Did I go? I did go.
You did go. You did chatter. And something about your fine familiar. Would you
want? Yes, please. My fine familiar gets its own initiative roll.
Oh, okay.
It's in the room with the stone giant.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to follow him.
I believe the stone giant was going this way.
Other way. Stone giant, your left.
His
Ashley's left.
You know
Ashley's
what?
Left.
Ashley's left.
Ashley's left. Oh, it is that way.
Sorry. Yeah, Ashley's left.
I mean, sometimes I'm less dexic.
Stage left. It's going stage left. So the stone giant and one of the hill giants went stage left. The other hill giant went stage right. Mm. So the familiar is... What's the mouse's speed?
20.
Okay. So he's going in that direction.
Thank you. Oh, it can dash. 40.
Oh, okay. The stone giant is only 40 feet ahead of it right now.
You know what?
But it went in that direction. Orchestrion.
This fuck nut that hit me.
The fuck nut that hit you, yes.
How's it look?
Hurt. It's got hit with all the things.
So I'm going to try a cantrip for the first time. Vicious vicious mockery.
You're going to viciously mock him, okay.
And, what do you say? What do you say?
It's like, oh, you think you're strong. I'm not even an orc. And you hit me and I'm down. You think you're strong, are you, you son of a bitch?
Right. I think they're Leonardo DiCaprio.
That was very Leonardo DiCaprio. What's the save?
Wisdom. So I guess wisdom 16?
2.
Yeah, no. So 7 damage.
And I think there's a secondary effect.
You unleash a string of insults laced with subtle enchantments at your creature within range. If the target can hear you, it must succeed a wisdom. And have disadvantage at the next attack roll it makes before the end of its next turn. So yep. It's now at disadvantage.
Its next attack roll, it has disadvantage. Well done, Orchestrion. The stone giant, off camera, goes now. Zarkon.
I'm going to go around him. So 5, 10, 15,
20,
25, 30.
Mm-hmm.
Breath weapon. 15-foot cone.
You do that again?
4 times per long rest.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Cool.
All right,
Rogar should have been using that more often. Thank you, my character.
You're basically a predator drone. That's cool.
DC 13 dex save.
Jesus, 17.
Oh, so he makes it.
He makes it.
Son of a bitch.
Talking to inanimate objects?
So 14. So he takes 7.
Radiant.
And
as Zarkon breathes sunlight.
And then bonus action, second level spiritual weapon. And we'll put that right on top of him.
Do you care to declare a form? What form the spiritual weapon takes?
It's a mace, but instead of but holding, it's like a jewel being held.
Okay.
Instead of like a solid ball.
Interesting. Okay.
And I make an attack roll. Because like, it happens right away,
yep.
Right?
Yep, you right away.
So that is a dirty 20.
Hits.
Okay. And that is max damage. 1d8 plus 4, so 8, 9, so 12 bludgeoning.
That is a dead hill giant.
Nice.
One hill giant down. An unknown amount to go.
Oh, God.
Is that your turn, Zarkon?
Yes.
Ashley.
Okay. So, the hill giants that were going ordered to go get the prisoners, they're going this way?
Yeah, that one is going stage right, yeah.
Okay. I am going to move towards this door.
Wait, I'm sorry. He said prisoners, right?
Yeah.
No, that's the one that followed the stone giant.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 30 feet. Dash. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then bonus action. Bamf! Misty step.
Okay.
30 feet.
I need to check one thing on Misty Step.
Oh, nope. That I can see, so I'm not doing that.
But you could... The door's not locked. You didn't know that, but the door's not locked.
But I can't see...
You could have Misty Stepped first, then moved, and then just taken your move, and then dashed through the door.
Okay, yeah.
Because the door's not locked. It doesn't take an action to open it.
Yeah, let's do
so
that.
So you could go 5, 10, 15, open, and then 15, throw.
All right. Yeah, so we'll do that.
On the other side of that door when you open up...
Because those prisoners are now top priority. Fuck this dude.
Fair enough. You're now in a 10-foot corridor. You move 15 feet in. You could see about 15 feet ahead of you, it's going to turn to the left. And that is...
That's going to be my turn. That's movement, action, bonus action.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Sorry. There's a lot going on throughout the...
complex?
Throughout the complex. Thank you. Great word. Yes, throughout the complex. Malady.
I'm so afraid of using too many spells. I'm going to do Chill Touch to that guy.
All right.
So that is...
That is an attack roll.
It's an attack. Nat 20.
Okay.
48. Dirty 20 damage.
20 damage? There's no dirty 20.
Shut up!
I said the same thing before by accident with damage. We're going to make it. We're going to make it a thing.
We're going to be okay, right?
We're going to make it a thing.
Right. And he can regain hit points for one turn. So.
What do you mean, regain hit points?
Like you can't
get if he got healed or something, it wouldn't work.
Does he have any type of natural healing ability?
You have absolutely no idea.
Can I do something?
You know the hill giants normally don't.
You said he can't read.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's good.
It is good, but I'm just saying, what does that mean? Does it mean they've been regenerating this entire time?
It means if he gets hit with the cure wounds, you could actually make not do very well.
You could. Who is he going to go for? He has a good reason to go in every direction.
I'd like to think that I pissed him off, but he's not going to follow me now. I'm out of sight.
Well, yeah, but he might want to go that way to cut you off, and Zarkon is in the way, or he might want to go for Orchestrion. I could see him wanting to do either one. Okay. Odd number, he goes for Orchestrion. Even, he goes for Zarkon.
Go evens!
That's an odd. That's 5. He's going for Orchestrion.
Well.
Oh, shit. I've been messing up this whole time. That's okay.
It's a pattern. That's a pattern for this. It's like we've been forgetting a lot of things here.
It's like I remember, but I don't fully remember. I remember I have the feature, but I don't realize how I should be using it.
I look at my character. Right. It's like when I go to Cheesecake Factory. I don't know what to order.
Yeah, you've seen the menu a million times.
I'll have a sandwich.
As it is stomping, he's stomping towards you, dragging the great club on the ground. Until he gets close to you, and then he raises it. Does a dirty 20 hits you, I'm assuming, right?
Oh, yeah. That's going to suck.
2 hits.
Oh, no.
That was the lower of the two.
Yeah, this is going to suck, guys.
Where are you at right now, hit point-wise, Orchestrion?
60.
60? 6-0?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he's going to take you out with this.
I hope not.
I mean, this is going to hurt, but...
That's a lot of dice.
32.
Ow.
As Orchestrion feels a few ribs crack on both sides.
Spitting up blood.
As, yes, the hill giant has to remind you all that they are fucking giants.
good, guys. Don't worry, you got this.
Telepathic?
I don't know, from the hallway.
Down the hall. I love you.
Okay. And the other one.
I'm pretty sure you guys would be smart enough to figure out I'm going after the prisoners. And that I'm stupid enough to go after a stone giant by myself. Oh, I'm gonna get myself killed.
We gotta do this though, guys. We gotta get this done.
Yeah. I mean, you guys took out that first one pretty quick.
Yeah, we're getting this done. This is a thing that's happening.
Okay, so the giants have gone. The familiar is scurrying to keep up with the stone giant. Orchestron, back to the top of the order.
Okay, well, the most important thing in life is self-love. So, fifth level spell, cure wounds. Ooh. I hug myself.
It's a very bard thing to do.
That is a very bard thing to do.
Is this? No, that's
four. Be careful, it's a family show.
My pants are on, people. I cure myself for 22.
All right.
That's basically my action. Oh, wait. I'm going to take a bonus action, Bardic Inspiration.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it to moi, you.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm going to give you Bardic Inspiration as a bonus action creature other than yourself within 60 feet, and I'm definitely within 60 feet of you. Can you gain an inspiration die, 1d10. For 10 minutes, the creature can add it to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. This can be added after seeing the roll, but before knowing the outcome.
Okay. I can use
D10.
It.
D10. Nice.
It's a d10. One, I can add it.
1d10.
To
an attack roll, ability, saving throw.
Almost yes. Any d20 roll.
Got it.
Almost.
Good.
Okay. It's your turn.
Can I move?
You can move. You'll take an attack of opportunity.
I'll stay. I'll stay.
I mean, you can move. It's a thing you can do, theoretically.
I can do this all day.
Zarkon.
First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to move. 15, 20, 25, 30. Breath weapon on him.
I'm not in the way, right?
No, you're not in the way.
Okay.
It's a 15-foot cone. So you're like 20 feet away from me. 25 feet away from
You'll
me.
You'll feel it hit your whiskers.
Natural 20.
Fucking balls.
I'm sorry, dude.
Asshole. Fucking one. Roll one.
The children are listening.
But he takes half damage.
You think you get it? It's
so bad.
He said shut up.
Shut up.
Been hanging out with Victoria too much. That's
11, so he takes
five. Prez, what are you so upset about?
5 radiant.
What are you so upset about?
Shut up.
What's the matter?
They have no dex.
What do you want from me? Well, things happen sometimes.
5, 10,
we don't talk 15, anymore,
20. All right, now I'm going to try to hit you with my spiritual weapon.
Okay, you go right ahead.
See if we can bop you on the head.
It's that thing?
That will hit. 18 on the die.
So damn it. It's better content when you miss.
You shut the front door right now, sir.
You said frickin' front door.
Yes, the freaking frappin' front door. All right. So it's 10 bludgeoning.
Okay. That's your turn?
Yes.
Ashley!
Okay, so I'm off the map.
Yeah, I'm tracking where you are.
Okay. What do I see?
Okay, so you continue to move in. You get 10. You take 10 more feet of movement, and you can see where this corridor turns. I'll say, actually, 20. 25, so you can use your last 5 feet to pick a direction. So it turns left and then it immediately turns, and then you've got like a tight intersection. There's a door. Let me draw this out. Yeah. Okay. So you're here. There's a door here, and then the corridor continues that way.
So the corridor makes an S and there's a bunch of little doors.
Yep.
Horrible architecture. Honestly.
I know. Seriously. What is this? All right. Like building a chamber and then we're like, oh, whoopsie, and give me 5 more feet.
Make a perception check before you do anything.
Oh, no. I don't like that. 9.
Okay. Make your choice.
I'm going to check the door that's up.
That one that's closest to you?
Yep.
Okay.
Locked. If it's unlocked, open it.
Okay. It is unlocked. And that is...
Please just own it and open the door and be like, hello!
Oh, I'm not being quiet or subtle.
Okay.
I'm just...
What's your passive perception?
16.
16. All right.
I think.
You open it.
Yes.
And it's an arsenal room. There's giant-sized helmets, shields, spears, clubs, great axes scattered everywhere. The only thing in here is not giant size is a pile of equipment right inside the door that looks like it belonged to a gnome bard.
All right. Let's mentally clock that. Close the door. I'll take my other 5 movement to... I don't know. I guess I'm moved to in front of the other door.
Okay.
Because... that's like 5 feet away and then door.
Yeah, oh, it's fine. You just open the door and look. You didn't do anything, so yep. You go to that other one.
I'll throw that one open.
And that'll be the end of your turn.
Well, unless there's something in there, because I've still got action and bonus action.
That is true. You find, effectively, you find the prisoner chamber.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
So you open that door, and there are 2 dozen pieces of like burlap cloth. Tattered, moldy, all humanoid size, strewn about the floor. There are 7 sets of manacles protruding from the walls. A set is 4 manacles for wrists and ankles. 1 torch burns at each end of the room in a sconce. And there are currently only 2 prisoners here. The other figure in this room, because there's another door at the far end. So you come in this way, door on the side, the chamber is like rectangular, you came in here, there's another door at this end. Bursting through the door right now is another hill giant.
Alright, well.
If Ashley screams, will we hear him?
We can find out.
Jeez, I wonder if Ashley will scream.
But in space, no one can hear you scream.
Ha ha ha! Alright, so we're getting 2 maps at once, guys!
Woo! Let's go!
Okay, so where's Ashley?
I mean, you sound like you're literally about to run down the hall. You're like, okay, okay.
And let me grab 2 random things for prisoners.
You're a random thing.
Your face is a random bullshit.
Woo! See how my main sense
is marriage. Marriage, everyone.
Please ignore the dwarf taking a bath. It's just the first mini I could grab.
Well, if he's a prisoner, he probably needs it.
That is so true.
That's cute. I was captured mid-cleansing.
You have an action and a bonus action.
Did the prisoners see me?
They do see you. They see you and the giant coming through.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other prisoners? Oh, shit. And I'll turn towards the hill giant and shoot off my hand crossbow.
Do it.
16.
16 hits.
Sweet. Let's see. And I'm going to add the... where is it? The Dreadful Strikes. That sucks. So that's a 6 okay. Plus 4.
10.
For my first shot. That's 3 acid damage, if that matters.
It does.
Okay, and second shot. Natural 1.
Alright, but you get that first shot off hitting the hill giant square. Malady, you're up.
I did ask if they were the only prisoners.
You did, and then the hill giant burst in. Well, yeah, so we'll deal with that
okay.
After everything is settled.
Yep.
Malady, you're up.
How does this guy look?
Hurt.
Hurt? Alright.
I'm there.
Yeah, we're there.
No. Yes, but we'll hit them as well.
He's in another fucking room. He doesn't care.
What's up?
I said, all right, there, long things.
I'm
right next to him, yes, but I'll hit him as well. Fire when ready.
29 right. For chill touch. For
that was coming touch. From Tom, not from Ashley.
Hits. Of course hits. Yeah. That hits twice.
9 damage? How does he look?
Hurt.
Alright, listen. I know there's other people around, and I don't know where my rat is, and I'm very upset. So, I am going to do my quick casting. This is another Chronomancer thing. I can reduce the casting time of a spell. Any casting time that is one action, I can make a bonus action or blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to use one of my charges, and I am going to cast Scorching Ray.
Okay.
Okay. 27?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So Scorching Ray is 3 rays. Oh, wait. It's 3 separate hits.
3 separate hits.
Okay. So that's 1 hit. 26.
Hits.
20.
Hits.
So that is 6 damage plus 8 damage plus 10 damage.
24.
Yeah. Is he still up?
Very hurt, though.
Ah, fuck. Guys, finish him. Yeah.
Okay, so it has a 10-foot reach. So one attack on Orchestrion, one on Zarkon.
Okay.
Orchestrion. That is a 18.
Just hits.
Zarkon. Nope. That is a 14. 18 damage. Orchestrion. The other hell giant. Doesn't look all that thrilled to see you. Oh, it can't reach you. Even if it dashes, that's going to be its action. So it is going to dash and just sort of like get up all in your grill.
I'll meet him with that. I'll just walk him.
The other giants. Alrighty. And Familiar is chasing the stone giant.
Yeah. How's he doing?
How can you see through the Familiar's eyes and...
I gave it direction and I've ignored it.
Oh, okay.
Eventually I will open my senses.
Sure. Going back to the top of the order, and that is you, Orchestrion. The okay. Hell giant that has been battering you is still standing there, bloodied and beaten, but still on his feet.
I'm going to give it a shot, and I'm going to go... Orchestrion's going to kind of like rear back and attempt Thunder Wave. As a cantrip here.
Cantrip?
Oh, no, for first level. Sorry. Okay. I'm reading everything wrong. My bad.
That would have been
so awesome. It's a 16 con. I'm just going to roll it now. Ooh. That's ironic.
Ooh. Even with their +4 con, he still fails, rolling an 8.
Well, 16 damage then. And then, if I'm not mistaken, on a failed save, a creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away from you.
He's pushed nowhere. Oh, he dead.
Oh.
Yay!
Woo!
I was waiting for this.
DM? He just falls back.
Sir?
Thank you for not having me take damage on that.
Sorry about it.
I was 5 feet from him. So it was like, oh god, giant's coming at me.
Oh my god. You're a big boy, you can take it.
No.
I feel. Oh god, no!
I think that the dragon, the giant's buttock would be right in your face.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'd be giant butt right there.
Yep.
Talk about the crack.
And a hill giant of all giants.
Then the screen freezes. You're probably wondering why I'm in this situation.
Well, it's right back.
The record scratch. Okay, Orchestrion, is that your turn?
Well, since I see that he is dead, I am going to maximize as much movement as possible to get to dearest Ashley. So, walking that way. What is it? So, I don't know.
He can dash at this point.
No, he can't. Because, he took his action.
Oh, apologies.
But he can move his 30 feet toward that door.
5 is 30?
6.
Okay. So Orchestrion just holding his wounds and is moving toward that door.